Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
Yep, it's cold season.
Sounds like it in here.
We're just kidding. We actually all feel great. That was kind of fun, though. That was fun. Is that how you feel right now?
I don't even remember the last time I had a cold.
Me neither.
You know, I don't either. I've been quite healthy.
Maybe we should all shut up because we're all going to come down with pneumonia tomorrow.
No, wait, what was our affirmation? I am feeling radiantly healthy and fit all winter long.
There you go.
You know, I bought a box of tissues about 4 or 5 years ago, an economy size at the big box store, and we still have some left.
That's awesome.
That's a good sign.
I want to start off with this whole concept that maybe we don't really ever get sick. We do sick.
What do you mean?
Please explain.
That's weird.
Okay. So have you ever heard someone say, oh, I caught a cold, or I have a fever, or I have a cough?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't hear someone say, yeah, I think I let my body get a little bit weakened, so a virus was able to infiltrate and my body is having a health expression of a cough to try to heal.
It's easy to blame it on someone else, isn't it?
Right? Nope. Yes, everything. I have a cough.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the interesting thing. We tend to think of the symptom as the disease. The fever, the cough, mm-hmm. the cold,
right.
the vomiting, right, is the disease. When oftentimes the symptom really is the body healing you from the disease. So, for example, I had a practice member come in yesterday, and in a very upset tone, she said, I need you to tell me what's going on with my daughter. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, this weekend, it was Saturday night, she went to bed and she had a fever. I said, okay. I took the temperature. She said it was 101.5 degrees. I said, okay. And she said, and then I checked on her at 2 a.m. and she had sweated and her little nightgown was wet, but the fever was gone. And she woke up the next morning and she's okay.
That's her body working,
right? I said, okay, so what's the problem? And she said,
that's
well,
all good.
Why was it only a couple hours, as if something was wrong? And I said, no, that's fantastic. This is a little 2-year-old girl. I said, no, that's actually what happens when a child is healthy. And she just looked at me like, what? I said, no, that's what happens. Because you didn't give her any type of fever reducer, right? And she said, no. And I said, that's what happens when a child is healthy. They work through it quickly. Their body creates a fever to burn off what bacteria or virus it doesn't want. And she very, very quickly and efficiently was able to rid her body of the toxin. And she was fine the next day.
Parents are terrified of fevers, though. I noticed mm-hmm. that, you know?
And you know what's interesting is if you go to Seattle Children's Hospital, I think it's .org, they have a really great page where it describes home care for fevers. And they actually state a 101 degree fever as a mild fever.
Yeah, we did a show on
that. Right, 102
is
mild.
I was surprised at how high they...
It wasn't even considered a high fever until 106, and they didn't even recommend any intervention below 105. But yet we have this fear of fevers, or really of symptoms in general.
Yeah.
So the whole thing about doing sick, what I mean by that is when we have a symptom, it is our body's way of trying to clear out. You know, all the coughs, the sniffles, the sneezes, the teary eyes, the sweating, the vomiting, we could go on and on.
It's expelling. Right.
It really is. And we want our bodies to expel. That's actually our bodies showing an expression of health. So what happens is we can choose to try to give the body the best environment to heal. For example, just go to bed. Or if you're not feeling hungry, just don't eat. Just drink water. Put yourself in an environment that your body can heal in the way it needs to. Mm-hmm. Don't add a toxin or some type of chemical into your body, for example, a medication. Just let your body work through it. And give the body the opportunity to overcome it naturally. When it does that, you're so much stronger. You're so much likely to get better faster, to not get sick again.
So that's doing sick.
That's doing sick.
Okay.
And you know what's interesting about that to me is when that happens, it's not that your body has failed you. It's that your body has decided it's time to clean out. mm-hmm. and or it's reacting to maybe a less than ideal environment you've put it in. So for example, you've been eating a lot of sweets, you've not been sleeping enough, you've been dehydrated, you've been drinking a lot of alcohol, you've had more stress.
Partying a bit much.
Right. So your body did get in a state of weakness. There's an advantage for your body to clean out a couple times a year. There was actually a research study that talked about you're less likely to have cancer as you get older if you're allowed to have fever-producing infections when you're younger and your body gets over them naturally. Because if you think about it, when your body has a fever, you don't just burn off that immediate virus or bacteria that causes your symptoms. You're potentially burning off any type of cells or bacteria or problems in the body that have been festering.
Right.
You're mm-hmm. clearing out your body. You know, so in our home, when a fever comes on, we're like, okay, good. We're clearing out. Yahoo. This is great. You know, the kids don't see it as like my body failed me. The kids said, okay, it's time to clean out for whatever reason. This is what my body needs right now. And you just go with it. And of course, there can be some fear. There's that middle of the night and that 4-month-old child is screaming. And I understand as a parent, it can be scary. And I also understand that we really need to work within the limits of our comfort. You know your child. You know, there are going to be outer limits where maybe you do need to intervene, and that's up for each person to decide for themselves or right. their children. But a day-to-day basis, having more faith that the body is capable and assuming, okay, I feed this child well, or if you're talking about yourself, I do take care of myself. I know there's no reason my body shouldn't be capable of healing. And again, we're also talking about your day-to-day flus and colds and illnesses. You know, there's times where your body through trauma or some type of illness. Yeah, you just, thank God we have a phenomenal crisis care medical system because, you know, there are times your body will not overcome given its environment, given the level of trauma or the type of situation, the virus. But oftentimes day-to-day illnesses, we're too quick to decide the body's not capable of healing.
And having, I think one thing that you're so great at is having the faith. And you put that into your children, because I see other kids, you know, if their parents are scared that their kid is sick and the kids pick up on that and the kids get scared because they're sick. Mm-hmm. And you've taught your kids that it's good because your body is working through something. It's working properly.
It's a different mindset.
And they don't have that fear.
Right.
Yeah, it shows the importance of, you know, even going back to when a child's young and they have a cut and, oh, the Band-Aid will heal you. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's cute when kids, you know, they're crying, they put the Band-Aid on, they stop crying. Well, you're already sending a message at a young age that your body can't heal and something outside of you is necessary to heal you. So then when they see mom take some type of acetaminophen for a headache or, you know, they see running to the doctor and immediately getting an antibiotic.
They think
that's
the norm.
Right. They just think, well, our bodies can't work. We have to have something from outside of us. So helping your child see a healthier mindset that their body actually is strong and that's why we take such good care of ourselves, it helps to switch that. Mm-hmm. So I have an idea. How about we take a break and when we come back, let's talk about, okay, so this is our mindset. We're going to try to do this. But what can we do to maybe prevent getting sick in the first place? And if we do happen to get sick, what can we do to make our bodies more comfortable that won't hurt the healing process?
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Back from break, and we are talking about how to increase your immunity, how to think about the whole concept of doing sick, and maybe what to do when you actually get sick, and you don't want to be so uncomfortable, but you don't want to take medication. So this whole natural approach, it's really based in the idea of knowing that you were given an innate power to heal. Again, you cut your finger, it's going to heal, right? Cut the mm-hmm. finger of a right. corpse, probably is not going to heal. But we have life in us that is always working towards healing. And if we support it, it will do so. And by support it, I mean give your body the best environment. So for example, you break your arm. The body can heal it. But putting it in a cast is keeping it still and keeping it in the right position, and it's giving the body the best environment to heal itself. You don't have to take medication to heal a broken arm, right?
Right.
The body miraculously can heal a broken arm. It's just what environment are you giving it to properly heal? Total concept there.
But also, if you break your arm and you drink a whole bunch of diet soda, which is bad for your bones, is that going to inhibit it?
Right. It might take longer to heal.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's true. So let's start with nutrition, because you're right. I really have seen over the years in practice that nutrition plays a much bigger role in people's health and healing than people want to believe or that they're aware of.
In everything, I think nutrition makes a big difference.
Yeah, you know? It's huge, yeah. Especially from the standpoint of it's getting harder and harder to eat well or chemical free.
Yep.
In our current food supply.
Yeah, you have to be real conscious of it, I think.
I think the more that I become conscious of how my body feels after I eat, the more I'm able to notice what is right for me and what's not. Like, I ate a macaroon and I started coughing. Now, maybe 15 years ago, if I ate a macaroon, maybe I thought I was coming down with a cold, but I really wasn't. It was an immune response from my body saying, I don't want that sugar.
Next time, give me the macaroon, okay, Jessica? Love those.
I love macaroons.
Well, and let's talk about sugar, because it's surprising to me how there's still a lot of people who don't fully understand that sugar impairs the functioning of your immune system. It literally weakens your white blood cells, and that's essential to a state of health. I mean, white blood cells actually will eat up foreign invaders, and they seek out to even destroy cancerous cells. So when we have sugar, we decrease our body's direct mechanism to heal. So I've noticed, you know, I don't eat a lot of sugar on my own naturally, but I've noticed if I'm just feeling that, just that edge of maybe coming down with something, absolutely no sugar, cut it out completely. And it gives my body an advantage to heal. And, you know, it always disturbs me when I talk to families or I see families say in restaurants where the child is obviously struggling to be well, they're sick. But yet, you know, here's a glass of lemonade or, you know, the popsicles with all the sugar in it or some ice cream.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I felt like I was coming down with a cold. I know this sounds weird, but I didn't eat that day. All I drank was green juice, and I did not come down with a cold.
That's happened to me before as well.
Yeah. You know, I agree. Eating lightly, because what happens is when you eat, your body needs that energy to digest
it's
your
taxed.
Food.
And it you taxes your system.
If you can free up that energy to heal.
Yeah, and I didn't get the cold.
And staying hydrated is probably the only critical thing, especially with children, if they're vomiting, hydration. But yeah, eating lightly is really smart. The other thing that I find very interesting when I'm starting to not feel well is if I can catch it when my body hasn't fully manifested an illness or symptoms, if I exercise, I almost always feel better.
Yeah, and that's something I think people would, it's going to weaken me more if I exercise.
And I think if you're full-blown sick, that's probably true. But And one theory I have is that when you increase your body temperature, you naturally kick in mechanisms, you change your mindset. But sometimes just a good workout with those just when you're starting to feel a little bit under the weather can actually make a difference. And of course, exercising regularly in general will increase your immune defenses.
Yeah.
Here's another interesting thing that I think, especially for children in the winter, warmth is definitely a healer. You know, a strong immune system creates that normal body temperature of 98.6, and it's capable of creating more warmth, like a fever when needed. So what happens is if we keep our bodies warm naturally, it's more of a healing environment. So you don't want to dress your child overly hot, for example. But it's my observation that in general, children are not dressed warmly enough in winters, especially winters like here in New England or in colder parts. Dressing warmly, and for example, a child who's going to play outside in the cold, so we're talking 30 degrees or less, two layers on the bottom and three on top. So think of it as an undershirt, a shirt, and a jacket, maybe woolens under a pair of pants or pants with snow pants. Really important for a child's development to not get cold. Same thing at night. If a child, I've noticed with Mackenzie, if she goes to bed wearing pajamas, like say just a loose, thin nightgown, and she doesn't have her covers on and it's in the winter, I'll wake up and hear her coughing.
Well, I've read that bacteria does not like heat and it has trouble living in heat.
I agree. And as soon as I cover her up, by the way, she stops coughing. Sometimes she just, if the skin's cool to touch. Yeah. So the heat is important. And there's also warming herbs you can use in cooking. Ginger is an example. Cayenne is a great warming herb. Garlic.
Turmeric.
Yes, great to use in the winter. Mm-hmm. And eating and drinking warm foods. That's why it feels so good to have some hot
chicken
tea
soup.
Or soup when you're not feeling well. Yeah, the warmth is definitely a healer. And then it probably goes without saying, but when you're not feeling well, you'll notice that you're tired. And even before you start to notice you're not feeling well, your body may just want to go to bed early or want to nap. So don't judge it. Don't fight it. If you find your body wants to sleep, even if it makes no sense because it's only 6 o'clock, just give in.
Don't go out dancing.
Right, because your body heals when you sleep.
Right.
And the earlier you get to bed at night, the more healthy healing that your body can do. So sleep is very important. And here's the thing about medication. Drugs work. They work because they force physiology. But they force in a way it doesn't always increase health. And it's really the true intention has always been for crisis care because the cause of a problem is left unresolved. So, for example, you decrease a fever. Well, the child might likely feel better because you're forcing the physiology. But who are we to say we're not pushing the virus in deeper into our body? And maybe that's where that link with increased cancer rates when you always suspend a fever. We have to allow our bodies to work through its natural purging process. That's the cause being addressed versus just forcing a physiology that's different.
A good book to read on that subject is Spontaneous Healing by Dr. Andrew Weil.
Yes,
he talks about that.
I think that whole topic is so fascinating and there's so much truth in it. And it just makes you think different. And lastly, another way to raise your resistance, which we've talked about so much, is just allowing your nervous system to flow freely, being subluxation free, meaning being adjusted regularly so your nervous system is not being impinged by your spinal column.
Well, so many people think that chiropractic is just for back pain or neck pain. And when new patients come into the office and I give them the new patient tour and they see how people's immune systems are so much improved just by getting adjusted.
It's definitely the most common thing I think we hear. People who've been adjusted long-term.
Before I met you guys, that's what I thought it was, just for back pain.
Kids, you know, parents are saying kids, they just miss less school because they're so much healthier.
And when they get sick, they tend to get well faster.
Right.
And there's science behind it. You know, there's the immune system is tied directly to the nervous system, especially the sympathetic nerve system, which is the base of the brain, the top of the neck. When we work on the neck especially, it gives you an immune boost. And anytime you have healthy movement of your spine, it just resets what's called your homeostasis or your natural balance in your body and allows your body to heal. So when we have a practice member who's not feeling well and they call to say cancel their appointment, it's interesting how the entire team is just on it. No, you have to come in. This is going to help you. You can come at the end of the shift if you don't want to be around people. And it's amazing the feedback. Like, I'm so glad I got adjusted. I immediately could tell my body was working better. I was feeling better.
Right. And they're too worried about coming in and exposing their germs to us. And we say, it's okay. We're not worried. I'll lick a doorknob. I'm not concerned.
Yeah, this is not an environment that we're afraid of germs, which is really ironic because, you know, that's what happens. You go in a hospital, they call them nosocomial infections. The chance of getting a hospital-related infection is like 25% at least. So it's crazy. Okay, so let's finish off with talking about some support that won't prohibit your symptoms and keep you from healing, but may help support you when you are sick. So, for example, I've recommended to people if their child gets an ear infection, oftentimes the reason they'll resort to antibiotics, whether or not it's a bacteria or virus, is because the child can't sleep. The child's so uncomfortable. You can use garlic eardrops or something called mullein flower, M-U-L-L-E-I-N. It's eardrops. You can get it at a health food store. You just take the dropper bottle, put it in a cup of really warm water to warm up the oil, put the droppers into the ear, put a little cotton ball, and the child sleeps. The child's comfortable and the ear infection goes away.
I use garlic too all the time, all winter long. I press it into my dinner and have it raw.
Yeah, good for you.
I've talked to people about apple cider vinegar baths. So apple cider vinegar, it's amazing. It helps pull toxins out of your body. So if you're not feeling well or you have, say, menstrual pain or you're just under the weather, put 2 cups of apple cider vinegar. I like the name brand Bragg's. We'll put it in really warm water, stay in the bath a good 12 minutes, and immediately get out and go straight to bed. And it really helps your body move through an illness quickly.
I always sleep well when I do that. Thank you for that tip.
Yes.
4.5 years ago.
It's good. We've, in our family, used colloidal silver when we feel there's an infection. If you use it very short term, it's tasteless. You just put it in water and drink it. It really helps your body overcome infection. I know people have used the natural chest rubs to help breathing be better. You know, think about Vicks. When I was a kid, my mom would put Vicks on my chest. Yeah, yeah. You can use Vicks, or they have natural ones too at the health food store. But it just, that menthol just opens up your sinus passages and it feels really nurturing. Probiotics, especially if there's a history of antibiotics, as soon as someone starts to not feel well, get on a probiotic to support gut function and notice they get better faster. And then some of the obvious ones that people talk about, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, they're all immune boosters, help your body to balance again. So it was interesting, just about 2 weeks ago, our children both were sick. It was less than 24 hours. They each missed a day of school. Max was, I think, Monday. Mackenzie was on Tuesday. And, you know, Max wakes up. He is obvious he has a fever. He just says, Mom, can I stay home so I can heal? Okay. And he lays down. Mom, don't forget to adjust me. So I adjust him. He lays there. He asks, you know, for some frozen mango that he can chew on. He asks for some water with a straw. And he just was a happy kid. He completely did not even need much nurturing.
He did sick.
And at one point I said, are you feeling better? He said, yeah, I can tell my body's healing. It's starting to heal. Nice. And at one point he said, I'm going to go in my room and just sleep for a while, middle of the day, went and slept. And by later that night, he was great.
Yeah.
He was great. There was no fear.
So he wasn't brought up to be afraid of it, right?
No. Yeah. And he saw the whole process is just what the body needs to do, and he honored it. And of course, he was happy to stay home from school.
Of course.
And then Mackenzie woke up the next morning with the fever, and she went through the same process, and it was just no big deal. They got well, no medication, and they were fine.
There you go.
So I hope I've encouraged you to think differently about getting sick and to help support your body to not get sick. And if you do, you know, let your body work through it. Do a couple things to feel better, but without impeding the natural process.
Just do sick.
Just do it. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.